And the false prophetic interpretations of prophecy that are in the church today, the world church, and even the Adventist church, comes from a school of prophetic understanding that was purposely invented by Roman Catholicism in an attempt to undermine the identification of the papacy as the Antichrist of Bible prophecy. And this is pretty general understanding in Adventism. We may not know it in this room, but this isn't any new light. But when we look at the Antichrist in our second study, we're going to go a step further, because we may not have looked closely enough at this subject to see that Sister White is very clear that even though the papacy is the Antichrist of Bible prophecy, many times she identifies Satan as the Antichrist of Bible prophecy. And if when you are looking at the passages of prophecy where Sister White is talking about the Antichrist, if you have the information available to make a difference between whether she's speaking of Satan at that point or the papacy at that point, it makes a great deal of difference how you understand what's being portrayed at that time. So we're going to look at that in the second presentation. And then in the third presentation, we're going to look at Satan's marvelous act. We're going to look at the spiritualistic manifestations that he's going to use to capture the world. And the reason that we're going to look at these things is because we're going to suggest that we have a responsibility as students of prophecy to study the events that are going on around us and compare them with God's word to know where we're at in prophetic history. And we have a quote from the Spirit of Prophecy that says almost that word for word. But the events that we're told to study so that we'll know where we are not the obscure or the worldly events that have no relationship to end time events. When we're told to study the events that are going on around us, that's telling us to study what's going on in the Protestant world or in the Congress of the United States or in the disasters that are taking place, things that are specifically identified in prophecy, not necessarily what's happening in the rainforest or whether there's a certain kind of whale that's nearing extinction. There's things going on in the world that don't relate directly to prophecy. We are to look at those things that directly relate to prophecy, and we're going to try to make a case that some of the most important things that we are to identify when we study prophecy is who the Antichrist is and what the purpose of the Antichrist is. And we're going to show you, hopefully clearly, that the Catholic system of religion was developed for the primary purpose of providing an organization by which Satan himself, in person, can rule the world at the end.